Death's Little Helpers, a John March novel by Peter Spiegelman, read by Nick Sullivan. Disc 1.
Chapter 1.
As a husband, he was a lying, selfish prick, Nina Sachs said, and lit yet another cigarette.
Her silver lighter caught the late April sun as it came through the big windows. She flicked a strand of auburn hair away from her face and blew a plume of smoke at the high ceiling.
And as a father, he's no better. But he's our meal ticket, Billy's and mine, and if something's happened to him, if the cash is going to stop, I want to know about it sooner, not later.
Nina Sachs was a few inches over 5 feet tall and wiry. Her short, straight hair was pulled into a blunt ponytail away from a pale, elfin face that was full of motion. Grins and frowns and ironic twists flickered by, and I saw a lot of her teeth, which were uneven but not unattractive. Her hands were quick, and so were her hazel eyes. Nina Sachs was close to 40, but despite the chain smoking, she looked 10 years younger.
"What makes you think something's happened to him?" I asked.
She crossed her legs and uncrossed them and regarded her small bare feet and her toenails, which were painted apple green. She crossed her legs once more and finally tucked them beneath her. She fiddled with one of her silver earrings and picked with a thumbnail at a fleck of paint on her black yoga pants. She took another hit off the Benson and Hedges.
"I've got a picture of him somewhere," she said, and uncurled herself from the green leather sofa.
She crossed the loft with quick steps, opened the center drawer of an ebony desk, and began rummaging. I didn't need a photo.